Welcome back to the Lash Based Podcast. It is episode number 26, and today's episode is going to be all about post-COVID marketing. So if you're a regular listener to the Lash Based Podcast, you will have heard episodes before about how to market your business, and then we had to bring one out about how to market your business during a global pandemic. And we thought it's a good time now, as the new normal has set in speaking with you, so you can find out exactly how you can market your business post-COVID in this new normal world. Right, let's get started. So here we are then in a post-COVID world. Sorry, it's probably the wrong words to use, but that's what we've called this episode now anyway. I know we're still in the middle of a global pandemic. However, with the beauty industry pretty much crawling at the moment and hoping to get back on its feet, we wanted to help a few of you out and give you some ideas as to how you can market your business. Because it's so strange when we see online, you've got many people that are really busy and a lot of people that are very, very quiet. And it's worrying times. Understandably, people have got bills to pay, people are stressed, they're worried, they've put a lot of effort into their lash business, and it's potentially, it feels like it's crumbling all around you. So we thought this was a great time to give you a little bit of advice, talk through some of the issues that you might be experiencing and how you can sort of combat them and work with them rather than let them pull you down, and then just give you some straight up ideas on exactly what you can and should be doing right now to be able to improve your business. So just to give you a quick roundup so you know exactly what's going to be coming up, we're going to be talking about understanding your clients and your current situation, the Instagram algorithm changes, which is always a big one because Instagram is always changing. And when they bring out new features, it changes the way that the algorithm behaves, and what will work and what won't work changes almost overnight. And something that you've been doing that's been getting engagement and getting you inquiries all of a sudden isn't, which is the last thing that you want in today's world. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. We're going to talk about stresses, worries, money issues. We're going to talk about something that is huge at the moment. And before coronavirus, this would have been really simple to deal with. However, with coronavirus, this one is actually really, really difficult. So we want to give you some advice, and that is cancellations and last minute cancellations. So we're going to talk more about that, and then moving on very quickly and touching on something that's a huge subject, which we may save for a future episode, but that is your personal brand, what that is, how you can build yours, why it's important, and a little bit more on that. And then, like I said, we'll just go straight up into some ideas towards the end of the episode that you can just straight away action and hopefully improve your chances of getting a few inquiries, whether that's online or offline marketing. So that's a bit of a roundup. That's probably my intro done. And good news, if you don't like listening to my voice all the time, and come on, who wouldn't? Yeah, we've actually got one of our favorites and someone who has just launched a brand new business. Actually, I'm just going to plug this. She Did Collective is a luxury lifestyle and journal brand. Stationery brand. So you can get journals and pens, and there's a lot more coming as well. So yeah, if you haven't already, you've probably seen on our social medias, we've been pushing it, but have a look for She Did Collective. And anyway, that's enough of me talking. That is an introduction for Lash Base Amy. Hello.
Hello. So yeah, we're back with our, 26th episode?
Episode number 26,
which is crazy. Just thinking back to episode number one, what was I in, number one?
I don't know, it was ages ago, wasn't it? How are you feeling? Nervous?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, when you said that we were about to begin, I got a few butterflies, but yeah, getting there.
It's such a strange one. I must admit, even because it's been, the last one we did was back in July, I think.
What, last year? No.
No, this year, July, as in a few months ago.
Oh yeah, but I didn't do that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, because the lockdown ones, yeah. It was just me, wasn't it? Yeah. Right, anyway, we're going to move forward with this. If you're listening, thanks for coming back and listening to our podcast. We've had a look at our last, the stats from the last episode that I did. Yeah, episode number 25. And apart from one on retention from a few months prior to that, it's our second most popular episode. So thanks very much, everyone that was listening. One thing that we do ask of you, if you are listening right now, please, and I know this is like a shameless plug that I always do, but I love it when people either screenshot that they're listening to the podcast or post a picture of whatever it is they're doing right now. So like walking your dog, or if you are lashing, if you've got a client in front of you, any of that, take a quick picture and post it up on Instagram stories and tag both Lashbase_Jamie and Lashbase_Amy. And to be fair, if you want to tag Lashbase, you can do, because we'll be sharing anybody that does tag us in it as well. But yeah, moving on with the episode, the first part we wanted to talk about is people that are quiet right now, or not as busy, was really trying to understand why people aren't busy and the mentality and the way that lash artists are thinking about it. So one of the big issues that we've seen and we talk about in the office regularly is when people ask us questions or they post in the Team Lashbase Facebook group to say that they're really quiet. They've offered all sorts of discounts. They're doing everything. They're posting on social media. They're sending emails. They're offering everything under the sun to try and get people in, but they're not booking in.
Working, yeah.
And it's quite a strong theme with how people are asking the question, and it became obvious to us that the answer firstly is you need to understand it from your client's point of view, your client's perspective,
which isn't an easy thing to do, but from the outside, so we're not lash artists, so from the outside, for us looking in, it's easier to understand, but as a lash artist it might be a little bit more difficult.
Well, it is. I think with all the extra stresses that are going on, you do start getting into that panic mode of what can you do.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say, even though we're not lash artists, we often have to step out of a marketing role, don't we, to look in the eyes of a lash artist or a customer. But we're aware of that.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's at the end of the day, marketing, that sounds funny to say, is marketing. Mm-hmm. It's we have to solve problems for our customers, which is a lash artists, and lash artists have to solve problems for their customers, which are their clients that pay them for lash treatments. So if you can take a step back and think about it from your client's point of view, what is it that's stopping them from coming to you? It's instead of thinking about why, what are you doing wrong? Like, what is it that are stopping clients? So for example, an idea, like if I was looking to go and get some treatments done, or not, maybe I wasn't even thinking about it. And the reason is at the moment, I don't have anywhere to go with a 10 p.m. curfew or whatever it is. Curfew, that's what it's called, isn't it?
Yeah.
So everyone's got to be in by 10 p.m. Traveling's really hard. You can't be in big groups. Can't even go and see your family.
Yeah.
So
Jamie's not having his
So I'm not going to go and get my lashes done right now. So there isn't anything, any maybe discount or I don't know, any good picture of lashes right now that would convince me as the client to go and get lashes done. So that's one reason.
I think another good point as well is concerns over health and safety, and whether the salon that you're going to go to is COVID secure. Obviously nowhere is COVID secure, but you know, in terms of whether you're doing all the right things, that's a big one for me. I don't want to pass COVID on to anyone, so I want to know where I'm going is secure or
clean and safe.
I want to know that where I'm going to, I can be protected and I can protect other people.
And I suppose with some of the things that you see on social media, the news and places make everywhere look very unsafe. So if you think as a client wanting to get lashes done potentially, that's a big concern over the health and safety.
I think as well, because lashes is a nice to have, isn't it? It's not, you don't need to have them.
Yeah.
So more people are holding back because of that. But there's ways around it.
There is. And I think on top of both of those, because they're both very valid reasons, I think the other one I would say is the fact that, yes, lash artists at the moment, if you're quiet, that means you're not getting money in. However, as a client, there are so many different areas and around the country, and job sectors have been made redundant or furloughed and then let go or whatever it is. Lots of people are struggling for money at the moment. So they might be desperate for lashes, but if they don't have any money, they can't give you the money. So there's always a bit of that is there anything you're doing wrong, or is it just the circumstances, the location you live in? Because we've been speaking to, we've got a trainer that's in Crawley, right close to what?
Gatwick,
that's mm-hmm. the one. My geography's terrible. Close to Gatwick, and the because of a lot of the airlines letting a lot of people go, the whole area has
suffered.
It has, yeah. And then it all trickles down to people not being able to go and have luxury treatments when you put all of those three reasons together. So instead of thinking about you doing something wrong, that's why people aren't coming to you, you need to consider it from your client's point of view. So they are the client's issues. You've got, they haven't got anywhere to be. They got potentially don't have the same disposable income, disposable money that they did have. And there's also with a lot of people, regardless of your beliefs on how bad COVID is, mm-hmm. that still has an impact and effect on what definitely, people believe yeah. and think. So if you can think about it from their point of view, you should be able to, it might give you a different angle to come at with when it comes to marketing your business, yeah. trying to build your brand, changing the way that you do things at this time to combat that. So that's definitely going to be something that you really need to focus on from here on out. So those are the problems that you need to solve. And instead of just giving you a list of problems that you need to solve, we did before this have a bit of a chat, didn't we, about yeah. like what could a lash artist do knowing that information and thinking about it from a client's point of view. So
yeah, so for instance, we discussed just a minute ago about how clean to how you can show how clean and safe your salon is, and all you need to do is show how clean and safe your salon is. So take your client through like a virtual journey. For instance, you could video a client coming in, or get a model to come in and pretend to be a client, and just take them through the journey. So start to finish. So as soon as they enter the salon, how they wash their hands, how they scan their track and trace, how you're all wearing masks, you're practicing social distancing where possible. All of this will help, won't it, in the
yeah
in
the all of the different all the ways which you keep your space clean, the products that you use that you're using to clean,
yeah.
What happens before and after a client's there, like everything, so that it whoever has the objection of being a bit concerned mm-hmm. about health and safety, you can make sure that that's nullified yeah. because you've shown that you are going above and beyond. Because this is actually one of the big things in the main lockdown, mm-hmm. wasn't it, where they were allowing people to go to pubs
yeah.
yet they weren't allowing
people to go and have their lashes yeah. done. But all lash artists were saying how clean and how hygienic they are, because that's like put into us from day one. Yeah.
Like we were, lash artists are already COVID secure, or absolutely. Should be, shouldn't they? And with all the extra PPE in place, it should be, nobody should have concerns about going to get a beauty treatment because of the way that yeah. the industry is anyway. So unfortunately, clients can do, and therefore, if you do what Amy said and walk through what show how safe, health and safety compliant you are, mm-hmm. then yeah, that one should actually help big time. And that gives you like a day's worth of content, yeah. doesn't it? If you
put it on your posts, your stories,
yeah,
Instagram,
to be fair, every single day, if you were just to post a couple of stories of you cleaning or doing something that makes you COVID secure, it just builds that yeah. brand.
Or even ask your clients to do like a video testimonial. Yeah, they're going to have a face mask on, but that's a good thing, isn't it? Like
yeah.
get them to answer a few questions about how they felt during the treatment.
That would work really well, yeah. wouldn't it? A client yeah. saying, especially not only a client with great lashes because they've just had their lashes yeah. done by you, they're also telling and saying how safe they felt during the treatment. Yeah, that's a brilliant one.
Yeah.
Okay, I think next up, a good idea would be introducing yourself to your clients. It's a great time to do this where people don't, they don't have the money, they don't have anywhere to be. If you are somebody that they like or they can relate to, you're going to give yourself more chance of them wanting to give you business or to come and see you or to have a treatment. So it's another great content idea that isn't like you're not asking people to book in or to do anything, but you're just showing people who you are, the kind of person you are. I know this is something that we recommend doing anyway, all the, like, I would say,
always.
Do you reckon do introduction type posts every month or even more than that? What's your opinion?
Yeah, I think if you introduce yourself once, then go on every so often and chat to the camera and post about it. Just makes it more familiar, doesn't it? And people know who they're going to then.
Yeah, if it's not this. Yeah, and this. Yeah, this is a big one that we've always spoken about before. If your potential clients don't have a clue who you are, it's actually quite.
It's quite daunting.
It is, isn't it?
You're spending 2 to 3 hours laying on a couch with someone you don't know who's doing your lashes.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, I think that's another big one. If you can do one of those introduce yourself posts, even if you don't like talking to camera to start with, maybe just find a picture of yourself in your work environment, post that up and write a caption explaining who you are. But I think a lot of people are scared of going on camera, talking to the camera.
I'm one of those.
Yeah, and that's normal. There are more people that feel that way than not. The only thing is, although you don't necessarily have to put your face on camera, it can really help when you do talk to camera. Like I didn't like it when I first started doing it. I found it uncomfortable. I still do every now and again.
You were just saying the other day, post-COVID lockdown and such, like you found it a little bit more difficult to get back on the camera, but you're trying.
You're
pushing yourself,
you've people in on my secret there. Yeah, everybody, since this post-corona stuff and we've all been back to work, I've not been on camera as much as I would have liked, mainly because there's been a lot of other things. And to be fair, this is straight up and just excuses right now, but there's been a lot of other things going on that I've had to contend with. But even I find it slightly awkward getting myself back onto camera. But I promise you, once you do it once or twice or three times, you become a lot more natural with it. And even this is the thing, you can record yourself on camera and it'll be really awkward. You don't have to post it. You don't have to do anything.
Do it a few times.
Yeah, until you feel a little more comfortable with it. And then once you do it and realise that it will go down really well, you'll wish you'd done it a lot more before. There are lots of people in this lash industry that you are now aware of because they decided one day that they were going to start putting themselves out there, getting outside of their comfort zone a little more. Mm-hmm. And make a name for himself. But that can work the same for lash artists with clients as well. So yeah, that would definitely be one, an important part that I'd recommend as well.
Agreed.
Okay. So thirdly, when we're talking here about people have nowhere to go, and what would you say is the best thing that you could focus on? Really?
Nowhere to go. Well, I would say, so if they're not got anywhere to go, so they don't need lashes, they're going to have lashes, natural lashes, rolled lashes.
See where you're going with this.
So what's the best thing to do when they've got no lash extensions on is look after them.
Look after your natural lashes. I realise where you're going with this one.
Yeah.
So this is, and stop me if I'm wrong, this is all about the serums
retail
products that you can do. I think we've seen a massive explosion since the lockdown in the popularity of serums.
So much so, in lockdown, we actually run out of our previous serum.
Yes, we did.
Because we didn't know what was going to happen. So we hadn't ordered loads and loads and loads of serums. So
didn't predict it, did we?
Didn't predict it at all.
But again, this is, you're exactly right. If customers aren't going to come to you, if you're going to post about the importance of lash health, if you're going to show exactly how a serum or cleaning your lashes or anything, how any retail product, you can show how they work. Instead of clients coming to you, they might just message you and inquire and say, look, I would actually be interested in purchasing a serum or something like that. So you may not be getting people necessarily fill your diary, but you will then be getting more people come to you when it comes to like retail products and stuff. So the next kind of marketing or content idea that I would recommend on top of that is to start doing some posts about lash health. And if you're not getting lashes done right now, here's how you can look after your lashes, which means the next time you get lashes, they'll last even longer, or even a lash lift would look even better because you have longer and stronger lashes, natural lashes anyway. And it's because, to be fair, if you're staying in, it's the perfect time to do treatments to improve your health with anything, isn't it?
Like so. I said, during lockdown, we sold so much lash serum.
Mm.
And that's obviously because there was a need for it from lash artists. They were obviously getting requests.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would definitely start thinking about retail, which we do have blogs on if you struggle to sell, although the key is not to sell.
Yeah, the key is you don't. This is why I think a lot of people don't commit to the retail stuff, because they think
you've got to sell it.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm not a salesman. I don't want to have to try and sell things to someone. Yeah. You really, really don't need to. But again, this, we can talk about that either in another episode if we want to do one about retail, but we do have lots of blogs about it. And as always, you can DM us if you want a little bit of advice or anything like that. I'm always happy to help when we can.
Yeah, and just a little plug as well for our products. There are a few treatments that we've just brought out for lashes, which you can purchase from Lash Base. And you can also become a distributor.
Yeah, distributor or retailer or whatever.
So you can email us to find out more about that. But yeah, it's a good place to start, definitely, is retail.
Yeah, very true. Nice plug as well. Okay, right. So moving on then. So hopefully, if anyone's got any questions, just to repeat, you can get in touch with us. But we're going to move on. And the next section that we want to talk about, one of the key issues that we've seen a lot of people talking about, is the Instagram algorithm changes.
Yes, that dreaded word, algorithm. We all hate it. But it is something that changes regularly, and it's something that we need to be on top of it, like, quite a lot of the time.
Luckily, it's our job, isn't it, to look into it. And being the losers that we are, we actually enjoy investigating what's changed, why it's changed. And then
we love a challenge.
Obviously, yeah, because the thing is, if you don't necessarily need to be as interested as we are, because it's our sole job, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And I know everyone listening to this is a lash artist, and that in itself is an absolutely, like, it's a hard job to be successful in. But with the Instagram algorithm, there was a couple of points I wanted to make. Like Amy said, yes, the Instagram algorithm has changed. But the thing is, the Instagram algorithm is always changing. It's always changed. It's never just is exactly what it is. So yes, you may have noticed that posts that used to do well are no longer doing as well as they used to. The reason for that is every time Instagram, and again, this is exactly the same as forever. Every time.
And all platforms.
Oh, well. And all platforms. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Thanks. Every time they make a change or add a new feature, Instagram wants you to use that feature. It then rewards people that use that feature with better reach, mm-hmm. And better results. So the problem we've got at the moment with the current Instagram algorithm is the fact that their latest feature is something called Instagram Reels, which is it's all to do with you being on video or you filming things. And
a lot of people don't like.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like. So all of your normal posts and maybe short videos or anything like that aren't doing as well because you've got the Instagram Reels to contend with as well. Mm-hmm. So you have to work with it, not against it. So again, it's another reason, especially if you're a little bit quieter, to try and get out of your comfort zone and give it a go. Try and be creative with it. You're a very creative person if you're a lash artist already. So you should be able to knock up a 15, 30 second long Instagram Reels.
Which doesn't necessarily need to be of yourself.
Correct.
You can video, for instance, a client post treatment, or a client before and then after, or you creating a fan. All these different things will work for the algorithm. It doesn't have to be you, but we definitely recommend that.
I'll go one step further than that. I have noticed the best performing Instagram Reels in the lash industry are those of close-up lashes.
Mm.
So if you're either showing a fanning technique, obviously, bearing in mind, sorry, let's just go back to something we always say, you need to understand who it is you're trying to target. So if you're listening and you're a trainer and you're trying to attract the attention of other potential students, or build a name for yourself in the industry, obviously showing fanning techniques and things like that is excellent and will go down really well. If you're looking to try and get clients, then the best sort of things to do is show the client what they want to see, and they want to see really nice lashes, looking like it's safe, it's easy, and something that they would want. So this
Just had a thought, show them your setup.
Yes.
Show them how clean and secure your salon is.
Oh, yeah. So you can make your Instagram reels about that. So whatever you would put on Instagram stories, put it on Instagram reels and see how that goes for you. One thing, a little bit off topic in terms of the algorithm changes, but this is just a bit about reels that people ask questions all the time. And that is about the audio.
Oh, yeah.
On my account on Lashbase Jamie, I can use the audio feature, so I can make reels with songs. Makes it a lot easier because it's you just can play little clips to the music. Whereas if you've got a business account, which is most people, because if you've got a business account, that's how you can have the book now button and a few of the other features. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily get the audio feature, so you're going to have to be a little bit more creative.
And just to confirm, Jamie's got the creator account.
Yeah. So still get the features of insights and a few of the other business type features, but I couldn't have like the book now button or anything like that.
Which
so,
you definitely need if you're a lash artist.
Yeah, I would have that over.
Don't change it.
Yeah. So that's why, but using Instagram Reels, for example, will help you with reach at the moment. But then at the same time, the key to doing well on Instagram isn't necessarily what you post. And we say this all the time. And like I think we've probably mentioned it in previous podcast episodes, we actually in the office, we have dedicated time every single day in which we sit there, all of us, and engage on social media. So it's our outward engagement that actually improves the inward engagement that we get. So that means what you should be doing, and again, especially if you're quite quiet right now, is just get on your phone, click on the little magnifying glass, type in your local area, and start leaving comments on people's likes and comments on people's posts. That, I promise you, will do more for you than any other post or anything that you can do, especially if they're then coming to you once you've been commenting on people's stuff. They come and they land on your account and they can see that you're safe, COVID secure. They can see that you as a person, they can see the amazing work that you can do. That'll give you more chance than any post that you will do. So 100%, I would say, if you want to beat the Instagram algorithm, up your engagement onto other people's accounts as well.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. So we need to move on now because we've talked enough about the algorithm. Let's now talk about stresses and worries and money issues that you have as a lash artist.
Oh, 100%. I think we wanted to put this bit in here because a lot of people are in the same boat, and this happens in life in general.
Yeah, it's not just lash
this
artists.
Isn't just lash artists, but whenever times get tough and the money's less than it was, and you've got your own personal worries, there's so much going on in the world, there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of worries, and you're quieter than you want to be, and it's concerning, isn't it? Very concerning.
Yeah, and I think when you are naturally like an anxious person like I am, every little thing then becomes a big thing.
Yeah.
So these are worries that you might not have necessarily had before, but they were there, but now they've become a thing.
And the thing is, when all of these things start being big deals and causing you bigger problems than they should be, that is when it starts affecting your business as well.
Yeah.
And one thing that we've seen an increase in, and this is only normal because this has been a real push on a lot of people's mental health. Myself included, I've found it tough at times, and
I've seen it have an impact on people that I wouldn't have ever thought it would have had an impact
on. Me too. And I think the problem that you have is when all of these things start to get to you, you end up focusing and worrying on about things like your competition. You worry about how others aren't following the rules but you are, and how you want to blame everybody else for why you're not doing as well as you could be, rather than taking responsibility and trying to figure out how you can improve and get back on track. I think
it's completely normal and natural. We're not saying that it's an issue.
Oh, definitely,
but,
yeah.
But it is definitely something we've noticed.
Yeah, and I think what happens as well when you get yourself into any of these situations, you get desperate, which when you get desperate, you then start offering out deals and promotions that you would never have offered in the first place because you think that might just get somebody to come and book with you. You start spamming people with book now, and like you're almost begging people to come to you. And at the end of the day, no one, even in these current corona times, nobody wants to be sold to. You need to try and, easier said than done, but take a step back, think about it how you used to think about it when you were more comfortable, and offer education, offer entertainment in your marketing. So don't just continually spam people with trying to get them to book in. Like Amy's already explained, the idea of showing your salon, showing your the place that you work, how COVID secure it is, creating fun or educational Instagram reels that show you either like how to clean your lashes, how to use a lash serum, why you should, or just overall anything that shows off your personality, doing a post that introduces yourself, so people get to know you a little bit more.
So you can kind of build the brand of yourself, like a little self-branding.
Yeah, your personal brand. It's something, it was actually the reason why I started the Lash Base Jamie account in the first place 2 and a bit years ago, whenever it was so I could build my personal brand. And it's a funny word or a funny term, but it is something that everybody really should consider, because it stops you acting like a business and just putting promotions and spam out there. You can, we're in the people business and people need to like you. So if you put a bit more of your personal behind the scenes stuff, I wouldn't say again, just go too over the top on personal stuff. I've always had a bit of a love-hate relationship with that. Yeah.
But I think by showing stuff that you're doing personally in like, a good ratio, then you get to know the lash artist, don't you? And again, people that are coming to you for the first time will kind of know who you are.
They'll know that you happen to love dogs or something like that.
And you attract people that you know. What am I trying to say?
So that are similar to you.
So by showing off a little bit about you personally, you will attract people like you.
This is the thing as well. The main thing is the consistency of it. There's no point in just spamming, asking people to book in. If you just consistently, and trust it, this may not help you immediately, but I promise it will work in the long run and hopefully give you a bit of a boost short term too. But if you're just consistent in posting things that are not spammy promotions, that will, and obviously continue with being engaging with others elsewhere, that will work better for you than just trying desperately to claw people in. So I think what we were trying to say with this part is that it is very serious and it is very true. A lot of people are struggling at the moment. Everybody, and I'm not trying to take this away from anyone that is feeling this, but everyone is stressed. Everyone has worries. Lots of people have money issues, and by focusing on the wrong things and other people rather than taking responsibility, I'm not saying that people aren't taking responsibility, but by taking responsibility and understanding that you do have the power to change it.
Yeah, definitely.
You just need
mindset. Yeah, is everything.
Mindset is everything. That is another plug.
Sorry. Yeah. Shameful.
But true. Yeah, mindset is everything, and especially right now, it's so hard to keep a strong mindset. Abundant mindset, and actually focus on the positives that you've got. You'll be able to sort a lot of things out with your business, which hopefully you would have been doing anyway during the lockdown. Things will change eventually. So if you keep your head above water as you're going now, keep your costs down, keep positive, keep posting on social media, by the time everything slowly and hopefully inevitably pick back up, you'll be in a great place to be able to do
sure it will soon.
Definitely. Okay, so we'll move on to the last bit from today's episode, and this is like something that will probably never ever happen again, unless the hope touch wood there's not going to be another global pandemic, but the issue of cancellations. Now
it's all changed.
It has all changed, isn't it?
It's all changed.
Usually we would say, well, you need to have a non-refundable booking fee put in place. So you should do this anyway. Like this should actually be something you have where you take money up front for the appointment. So the appointment is not booked. I saw something on social media. Apologies if I can't remember whose post it was, but it said, until you've paid me money, we're only talking hypothetically. So basically, if you the client hasn't given you money to pay to confirm their slot, it is not their slot, it is not their appointment. But what you can do if you get money up front is it will reduce anyway those standard cancellations and last minute cancellations. But the problem that we've got in the new normal in today's world is, do you really want somebody coming to you if they're suddenly getting symptoms? And,
no.
And how do you deal with the whole cancellation side of that? If you've taken their money, but then they're telling you they've got symptoms of COVID, or a relative or person close to them has got it, tested positive, whereabouts does that leave you and them? How do you deal with that?
I think everyone's going to have different views on this. I don't think it's a straightforward answer. For instance, do you really want someone coming into your salon, putting everybody else at risk if they have potentially got symptoms, or have someone in their household that has symptoms? It's a really tricky one, and I think it's all down to being flexible, understanding your clients, and communication.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd do if I... So say you've taken money up front. Let's just say your appointment cost is going to be, say, £50.
Right.
You've taken, what's a normal cancellation, like a booking fee that you take up front? £10?
No, 15? I would go half the price, half, so £25.
£25 yeah. up front. That's good. Yeah, £25 up front. And I would clearly communicate with the client of how it's all going to work. So how your cancellation policy works in more normal times. And now, because of coronavirus, obviously, for the safety of everybody, you need to consider a new policy and put it in writing as well, a new policy for this cancellation with coronavirus. And if you've got an open communication with your clients, if you know the type of person they are, because I think you've said this before, what happens if you've got a client that claims to have coronavirus every single infill?
But you'll get to know your clients, don't you? I mean, a lot of people are going to have their regulars and they'll know what they're like. You'll know if they're telling the truth.
They've got coronavirus and you saw that they were, well, saying that they wouldn't have been out past 10 o'clock, would they?
No. But I mean, what a horrible thing to lie about anyway. But
yeah,
people do. People don't care. But yeah, if you've got policies in place and your client understands, then I think it's case by case. I sent my husband off for a massage a couple of weeks ago, and the day before we got an email, and they asked for Tom to fill out a form to confirm that he had no symptoms.
Yeah.
So literally 24 hours beforehand. And I think that's quite a good thing to do.
That's a great idea.
So you will know 24 hours beforehand whether...
So it won't be last minute necessarily.
Unless on the day they have the symptoms. But yeah, you could filter out quite a few cancellations
that way.
That's
a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, if everyone isn't already, that I guess just means up the amount that you're communicating with your clients,
contact them
the day or one or 2 days
before.
It was
just like a Google form. It wasn't anything fancy. It was just literally a Google form that was sent to me. So they get the results straight away as soon as you submit.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought it was a pretty good idea.
Yeah, that's a great one. And then, like Amy said, just take it case by case, because you'll know your clients. You should know your clients. And if you can do everything you can to reduce the damage it does to your business and give you the most opportunity to find replacements. And like, for example, something that I've spoke about on a previous podcast, I think somebody, again... That's Amy's alarm.
Sorry. That was me telling me to get my orders out.
Telling Jamie to be quiet. Let's start that again. So I have mentioned in the previous podcast and in the Team Lash Base Facebook group. Again, I'm really sorry I'm terrible with names. I know that's a terrible excuse, but somebody did mention again that they had done this, and it's such a good idea. Start a Facebook group that purely for your clients. So even if you've got 10 or 30 clients, whatever it is, put them all into or invite them all into a Facebook group. This means that it's only clients, nobody else, because at the end of the day, no one, if they might like your Facebook page or follow you on Instagram, they're not going to see all of your Instagram stories. They're not going to see all of your posts. You know that. We've already spoken about the Instagram algorithms. However, in a Facebook group, you can very quickly put in there, hi guys, I've had a last minute cancellation. Anybody want a treatment or whatever in 24 hours or whatever? You can put all of that last minute availability in there.
So much quicker than sending an email, isn't it?
Definitely. Yeah. And it's always there. And it gets people talking, and you'll find it will, even if you do have these last minute cancellations, you'll be able to fill the slot pretty well using a Facebook group. So that would probably be quite a big one. You should definitely go ahead and make a Facebook group for your clients only, because you can even do refer a friend competitions in the Facebook group.
I was
going
to say, it shouldn't just be used for sharing your
no
last minute availabilities. You can share whatever you like in there.
Yeah, you can show how to keep your lashes clean, which will obviously then improve the chances of your clients actually cleaning their lashes, and maybe improve the chances of them wanting to buy anything from your retail section as well. So yeah, Facebook groups got to be massively important when it comes to dealing with people that do have the last minute cancellations. But yeah, with cancellations, up the communication with your clients, make sure they understand what the rules are, and make sure you take money up front as a booking fee, and then take it case by case. Because at the end of the day, if someone's got coronavirus, you don't want them coming in anyway, and then it wouldn't necessarily be fair to be keeping their money necessarily.
No,
would
not.
It
but if they've got corona every other day,
yeah,
every other appointment, then
yeah, you need to figure it out. Yeah. So yeah, okay, I think that about brings us to the end of that. There was only one more thing that we wanted to mention. It's something that we've launched today and we're going to be doing all month. We wanted to make this month at Lash Base about education, because like we've just been sort of preaching to you, we see a lot of it from, not naming any names, but just other brands. Say, I'm not going to dig any holes here, I don't think. It's all very salesy quite a lot. It's look at this, buy this. It's exactly what we're telling you not to do. It seems like a lot of lash brands are behaving the same way. So we're trying to like buck that trend by being more about education and entertainment. So you're going to see more things like our podcast. We're going to commit, aren't we, to at least we'll do one a week.
Heard it here first.
Yeah, one a week podcast from
which
now
we
on.
We used to do, and yeah, we got into the swing of it, yeah, the habit of doing it, and then I think it was when you went to America.
It all stopped.
It stopped, and then obviously coronavirus stopped.
Yeah, so we're going to do one a week. If you've got any requests, actually, just again, side note, if you've got any requests for episodes you'd like to hear, or anything you want us to talk about, topics you want us to cover, then DM us or just get hold of us in any way, because we're looking for ideas for episodes, because there's only so much we can talk about
Instagram algorithms and
retention.
And we want to make it valuable for you as well, and make you listen and that sort of thing.
And enjoy it. Yeah, exactly. So we're going to try ourselves, practice what we've been preaching, and provide more education and entertainment. And that is what this Teach Me Lash Base is, our new campaign this month, is going to be all about. We want to provide feedback and constructive criticism.
CC,
that's it. We want to provide CC to anybody and everybody that wants it, using the hashtag Teach Me Lash Base hashtag on social media, or in our Team Lash Base Facebook group. Yeah. We're going to post in there weekly.
When we say we are going to, we've got a whole team behind us. So all of our trainers are going to be helping. It's not just Jamie and I
going
to be telling you how to lash and what you're you need to work
on. We've got 10 Lash Base trainers now,
yeah, 10.
Including also as well, we've roped my mum into it, CEO
Lash Base Julie.
We've roped her into it, and obviously me and Amy will be able to do any, if anyone wants any like Instagram audits and help with marketing, then we're going to be the guys that are going to be offering that help as well. So basically all you do is you'll post a picture of your work on social media using the hashtag Teach Me Lash Base, or post in our Team Lash Base Facebook group on one of the weekly posts that we do in the comment section of that. We're going to pick a few each week, and then we're going to, almost like a case study feedback, we're going to pass it on to any of the, whoever's the most expert in that specific issue that's going on, that field, that's it. And they're going to do a sort of a case study feedback on that. And then we're going to post that on our social media accounts and in the Team Lash Base Facebook group, so that it answers your question, hopefully educates the person that we're giving the feedback to. It will all be very positive, and we'll make sure that we're not doing anything that would cause any offence to anyone.
And just as a little side note, if you don't feel comfortable posting on Instagram or Facebook with the hashtag Teach Me Lash Base as the first line, just pop it as your hashtags at the end, so none of your customers can see, or your clients can see, that you're asking for advice. And we won't comment on that particular post, we will share them separately. So don't worry if the hashtag is at the end of your post, we will find it.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point, actually. Cause, yeah, I know we thought some people might think, well, I don't want to post on my social media and say, help.
Yeah.
But if you've just, like, someone today, actually, since we've launched this, someone has gone into a couple of their previous posts and added the hashtag teach me lash base into the post so that we can then find it. But yeah, we'll be posting that up on our accounts, and hopefully then if you need the feedback and advice, there'll be plenty of other people that also want that feedback and advice. And we're hoping that all of it, just, it's feel good, it's educational, it will improve everybody. It's yeah, we're just looking forward to doing it. So we're going to try and push on that. But yeah, I think that is going to wrap us up for episode number 26. It's good to be back. Yeah, I think that's it. We will leave it there and we'll see you next week. Touchwood. We're definitely going to do it, aren't we, next week? 100%. And yeah, if you've made it this far, as always, please screenshot it or post a picture of what you're doing right now.
And we'll see if you've got to the end, because you'll screenshot your end of the podcast.
Oh, yeah, please. If you're going to screenshot and post it on social media, even if you don't plan on listening to it, hopefully you do, and you have if you're listening to this, but just fast forward the little thing to the end, because people say, what an amazing episode, and you can see they're 1 minute in, and you think, but you haven't listened to it yet. But yeah, okay, hopefully you do listen to it and hopefully you enjoy it. And as always, feedback is welcome, requests are welcome, and we're going to leave it there. Yeah,
see,
follow
next week.
Yeah, follow me, lashbase underscore Jamie. Yes, come on,
I've
Amy.
Got the plugs.
Yeah, plugs. And Amy at lashbase underscore Amy. And it would be really nice if you could follow Amy and her new business venture, She Did Collective, on social media as well.
It's
so
actually at She Did Collective underscore UK.
Yeah. Cool. You'll love it. It's all about mindset. It is really good. Yeah, and that's it. So we'll see you next week, everyone.
See you later.